This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Has the blue car mystery been solved?
It's
Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. We've been talking about this since a few weeks ago when I noticed someone's car door was open. And I thought, should I close this door? Should I not? You know, I don't know. Is there something going on? Is it a crime scene?
You thought it was an emergency situation. You thought maybe somebody was passed out next to the car and you approached it and said what?
I said, hello. Hey, anybody? Nobody's here? I'm yelling by myself in the parking lot, so I decided to close the door, use my elbow, slam the door shut because I didn't want to touch it and put my fingerprints on it.
So then Just in case.
Yeah, then I put a message out in our work Slack that we have here to communicate with everybody and said, hey, if your car door was open, you own a blue Equinox. Sorry, I closed it if you were trying to air it out, but just so you know. A couple of laughy emojis, but nobody claimed the car.
And nobody explained why the car door was open. So we finally asked around because it was last week Tuesday. And Tuesdays is when everyone's in the building since a lot of the people in our sales department have a hybrid schedule. Yeah. And so this was the day we were on the hunt asking around who has the blue Equinox. And we found it was Tom.
Tom, who works in our sales department, you had the door open.
Tom, did you see Radar's Slack?
No. Honestly, did not.
So you didn't see the message at all?
Nope.
Okay, but why was your car door wide open?
Sense of panic and a number of reasons. One, I'm private and probably had indigestion, was trying to air out the car. But the real
oh my God, are you being funny?
See?
Radar said that as a joke. Are you being serious? Oh my God. Okay, and now we're in a closed radio studio?
Open the door.
Bro, Tom, I feel like you need to leave.
I can. That was the part. But the real reason was I had a small panic. I could not find my wallet.
Oh.
It was stuck underneath one of the floor mats, but I have a tendency of when I go get coffee, I leave the wallet out. And when I left the car and walked in here, you start doing keys, phone. All right, what the blank?
Right.
What the blank? I just had it. So I started thinking, what the blank did I do with this? Yeah. So I started tracing my steps back and forth, went to the car, could not find it, was searching in between the cracks and every anal part of the car.
You're flustered.
You
don't want to lose a wallet.
No. Exactly. That's why I started thinking also all the credit cards and all the things in the DMV and everything I have to go through to replace this. I'm thinking this is the last thing I need.
That's what everybody does. They run through like, my gosh, now I got to do all that replacement.
So I came back in here and I thought, okay, it's just going to turn out.
And you found it?
He's got it, everybody!
You got it! Where was the wallet?
In between the door and the seat underneath.
Those little cracks.
And it's amazing science. Somebody needs to do a breakdown on how the wallet got between the door and the floor mat of my car.
Because you couldn't probably record.
I couldn't have thrown it. I couldn't have placed it there.
You could have done it a million times if you tried.
I have a wallet on the bottom of Druid Lake in Hartford, Wisconsin.
What?
There's one on the... When I was back in my water skiing days with Lindemann and Zangle, Yeah, we went water skiing. I had in my shorts that I wore water skiing, I had my wallet.
You thought that was a good idea to have your wallet in your
pocket
of your swim trunks?
Here's the thing. I usually put it in the glove box of Lindemann's truck. We went to lunch afterwards. I'm like, let me just get some money. Oh, my gosh. And it hit me right away. I forgot to take the wallet out of my pants, and it's now in the bottom of Druid Lake in Hartford.
Okay, everybody. Where did you lose your wallet?
Yes.
414-432-1099.
Between the seats or in a lake?
Area Lake. I do remember being at a Taco Bell out in New Berlin with my high school boyfriend, and he had put his wallet on the Taco Bell tray, and we were actually going to be going fishing. Ooh. And so it wasn't until we pulled up and they needed to check our fishing license when he realized he didn't have his wallet. You talk about Tom retracing your steps.
Panic ensues.
We realized it was on the tray in the garbage at the Taco Bell. We went through the Taco Bell garbage, at that Taco Bell that's in New Berlin to get the wallet.
Oh, my brothers did that for me for food, but that's no big deal.
Tom, thanks for being a good sport. You the man.
Hey, no problem.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Where did you lose your wallet? You got Elizabeth and Radar, and that's all because we finally found out the answer to the mystery of the blue car. It's our sales guy, Tom, who lost his wallet in the car, and that's why he left his door open, and I closed. Maybe I should have checked the car a little bit more. I would have found his wallet in there.
Found his wallet?
He had $200 in there.
He had cash.
But at least he found it, but he thought he lost it, but whew.
Okay, so where did you lose your wallet? Jane, where did you lose it?
I don't know. It's somewhere between Waukegan and Gurnee, Illinois.
You don't know?
It's still lost?
What'd you do, open the window and toss it out? What's the story?
This was a little bit ago. It was when we had a car that had the bench seats, and I was leaving work and a whole bunch of coworkers, and we decided to go out, and we couldn't all fit in the car, so we put three in the front seat, and I took my purse from my right side and put it on the left side between me and the door. Well, we drove to Gurnee, we stopped at the gas station, and when I opened my door, lo and behold, my purse had been dragging on the road in the nasty, wet, rainy weather we had.
Oh, my!
And the bottom of the purse was gone, my wallet was gone.
Oh, so it ripped open the bottom and everything fell out the bottom.
Oh, my gosh, Jane.
Oh, man.
Yep. Okay, Jane.
All down Grant Avenue.
Jane, I'm going to tell you something, and everybody listening that carries a purse, you need to go on Amazon and for like $10, buy these purse hooks and they sit behind the headrest of the car.
Good idea.
Are a game changer. It keeps the purses off the floor.
Heck yeah.
You can hang your purse there while you still have passengers in the car. Jane, I know that doesn't help you after what happened, but hopefully it won't happen to you in the future.
It's a little late, but that is a great idea.
Do it. I'm telling you, I gift these to people all the time as like stocking stuffers. They are game changers. Oh, Jane, I'm so sorry to hear about your wallet.
It was quite entertaining.
Yeah. You're still laughing about it now, Jane. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yep. All right.
Line number two is Joe. Where'd you lose your wallet, Joe?
So I'm actually very notorious for losing my wallet, and I need to get one of those things where you can like put a tracker in it, like one of those cards.
Oh, sure. Like an Apple AirTag.
Apple AirTag, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's horrible. I'd like to say last year I was working in Walker's Point at the time, and I had some pretty late nights, and Olivia's over there on First is one of the only late night menus in Milwaukee.
Yeah, First in Florida.
Sure.
Yeah. So I texted my partner because I was going to grab some food and I was going to go over to his house afterwards, and I asked, hey, do you want your usual? I can pick it up because I'm hungry. And so I call ahead, I order it, and then I go, I pick it up, and I pay for it. And then I get to his house, and then the next morning I'm freaking out because I can't find my wallet.
Oh.
And then he's turning his room like upside down, completely inside out. I'm checking my car. I drive back to Racine where I live to see if I can find it at my house. Can't find it. And I'm like crying and calling Olivia's, and I was like, do you by any chance have a black wallet? And they said no. And then I go in person, and they have it because they can't disclose the information that if they have a wallet on the premises or not.
Oh, good to know.
Yep,
but it was there.
But it was there.
All
but
right.
It was there, and I was very grateful, and I called my partner, and I was like, you don't have to look anymore. I found it.
Amen.
All right. You know what you also need, Joe? You need to start using the technology you have on your phone where you can just pay with Apple Pay, because I don't think you're going to lose your phone as much as your wallet,
no.
At least I would hope.
No, I just don't want to, you know, that's unnecessary money, and I don't trust myself.
You don't trust yourself.
It's too easy. Yeah. It's too easy to pay.
Joe, thanks for the story.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening,
Joe. All right, we look over at our text line, 414-432-1099. Lost wallet story. I couldn't find it for several weeks. It ended up being wedged on the roof of my car in between the luggage rack.
Oh my
Drove around with it everywhere for weeks.
Wow.
Glad it didn't rain.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's another message. It said, I left my wallet in a cart at Pick and Save, and thankfully someone turned it in.
Boom.
Love that.
Woo. Thankfully.
Yeah, thankfully. Okay, Eliza, we're coming to you live here. Your final call on this. Where'd you lose your wallet?
I drove away with it on the roof of my car.
Why are we putting it on the roof of the car?
Yeah,
we had a texter that said the same thing.
Because we were working on my car. My car wouldn't start, and I'm at work. And so my coworkers are out there. My boss is out there. Everyone's trying to help me start my car. And when I finally got it started, I just wanted to go home. And so, I drove away with it on the roof of my car.
So that was like the worst day of your life. I mean, your car wasn't going to start, and then you lost your wallet.
Yeah, did you find it on the roof? What happened after that?
Oak Creek Police actually returned it to me because I work right across from them, and somebody had run it over on the road.
Oh, the OCPD, come to the rescue.
And then they drove and they delivered it to my house at like 10 o'clock after I had retraced my steps like a good 10 times.
Oh my gosh. At least you got it back though. At least you got it back. Were the cards damaged or anything by having been run over?
The cards were not damaged. The wallet did break the zipper off, but I still have the wallet and I still use it.
Oh my gosh.
Never going to lose
you
again.
What brand of wallet is that?
Tommy Hilfiger.
Okay, hey, shout out Tommy Hilfiger.
There you go.